Chapter 5. Jesse skipped the customary post-game team trip to the Gull. Part of it was that he didn't want to be in a crowd of drinkers. He'd never been a celebratory kind of drinker anyway. For Jesse, imbibing was kind of like a boxer's roadwork, something to do every day, whether he felt like it or not. It was part of him. Ritual. In this instance, Jesse's decision was less about the drinking than his recent distraction. That little squib he hit toward the pitcher's mound was bothering the hell out of him. Jesse was a quietly confident man by nature, not a vain one. Though, like everyone else, he had his small vanities, and baseball was one. Playing ball, no matter that it was in a slow-pitch softball league, kept him connected to his glory days. Even at his age, he was by far the best player around. Reality had long ago forced him to accept that the shoulder injury he had suffered in Pueblo had finished his dreams of a major league career. But his love of the game and the what-ifs stayed with him. Secretly, he worried that whatever skills he still possessed might finally be fading. Now, pulling his old Explorer up to the station house, Jesse thought that fading skills might have been easier to deal with if he was still on friendly terms with Johnny Walker. He didn't share that thought with Diana, sitting there right next to him. "I'll be back in a few minutes," he said. Molly was at the front desk. When she saw Jesse, she gave him a puzzled look. "What are you doing here?" Jesse pointed at his office door. "See, Crane, it says the words Chief's Office on the glass. Every now and then I like to pretend that means something." She made a face. "But I heard you guys beat the fire department." She pumped her fist. "I bet Robbie Wilson is somewhere drowning his sorrows right about now." In every city and town, large or small, there was a natural rivalry between the police department and the fire department. Usually it's as friendly a rivalry as that between lions and hyenas. And it was even less friendly in Paradise. Molly, in particular, despised Robbie Wilson. Molly smiled. "And I heard you drove in the winning run. Sweet." Those words stung Jesse more than Molly could know. "Uh-huh." He changed the subject. "Anything going on?" He expected no for an answer. As to the general lack of crime, Jesse chalked that up to good fortune and an uptick in the economy. Manpower was also a factor. After several months on patrol, Molly was back in her old spot, working the desk. Suit had fully recovered from his gunshot wounds, and had taken Molly's place on patrol. Gabe Weathers had finally returned after his long, painful rehab. And, most surprising of all, the town had let him take on a new officer. "Yeah," Molly said. "We had some more vandalism along Scrimshaw." "Tires again?" Molly nodded. "Two cars parked a block apart." "Anyone see anything?" "Nothing." "Who's over there?"
"Alicia."
"The new kid," Jesse said. "What do you think of her?"
"Hey, if you think I'm going to badmouth another female officer." He cut her off. "Come on, Molly." "She's very good, Jesse. I hate to say it, but you've got the knack for spotting people cut out for this work."
"Thanks. Okay, I'm heading home. I'll be in early. Who's on the desk in the morning?"
"Alicia. I'm doing what you said, scheduling her so she learns the whole job."
He nodded his approval, then turned with a wave goodnight. As he headed out to the Explorer, he didn't like the feeling in his gut. Something about the vandalism was bothering him, something like the sight of those clouds at the softball field. Just as he reached his SUV, the sky opened up.